Hello friends, this is Professor Geeta Prakash, who has completed her MCOM from Mumbai University, a gold medalist in law and a diploma in tax management, having secured a gold medal from SP Jain Institute, Mumbai. I am a practicing advocate of the Mumbai High Court. Been associated with the V-School for the past 15 years and I've been the head of the department of law in one of the leading institutions in Mumbai. I now give you an insight into the subject of business law. Law, obviously, we are aware, man as a social being comes into contact with several persons in different capacities. He is associated with a person as a tenant, vis-a-vis the landlord. It could be as a taxpayer with the government or with the customer in the capacity of any seller. So in all these associations, he is required to observe a set of norms or a code of conduct. These set of norms or rules are called laws. And therefore, Salmond, an authority on our subject, states, law is a body of principles which is recognized and administered by a state authority in the administration of justice. Thus, law has a twofold purpose. One is an abstract of rules and the second is the social implementation machinery for the purposes of socio-economic structure enshrined in our constitution. We now move into the Indian Contract Act 1872. The learning objectives of the Contract Act are to understand the essential elements of a contract, agreements, contract, proposal, acceptance and communication, consideration and legality of the object and consideration, capacity to contract, free consent, void agreements, contingent contract, the performance of contracts and appropriation of payments, discharge of contract, breach of contract, consequences and remedies. The first chapter talks on the essential elements of contract, which is offer or proposal and acceptance, a legal relationship, consideration, lawful consideration with a lawful object, capacity of parties to contract and competency of parties, free consent, an agreement not expressly declared to be void. Now, I'll just give you a brief insight into these important concepts. The first concept talks about an offer or proposal. To give you an illustration, we have two parties. A tells B, I offer to sell my car for a sum of rupees 1 lakh. And this is an offer made to B, the opposite party. The person A is called the offerer. The person to whom it is put is called the offeree. When B accepts this offer, he is called as an acceptor. Offer plus acceptance is called as an agreement. Secondly, it involves a legal relationship. An agreement, in order to be converted into a contract, involves a legal obligation between parties. The legal relationship has two forms. One is called social, one is called legal. It is only legal relationships that can be enforced in a court of law. Consideration. Consideration is called quid pro quo, to give something and get something in return. For example, you may recall that I had given an earlier illustration. A wishes to sell his car to B for a sum of rupees 1 lakh. A giving this car is called the consideration in return for a sum of rupees 1 lakh from B. So the car and the price, that is 1 lakh, is the consideration or quid pro quo in an agreement. Fourthly, capacity of parties to contract. The two parties, A and B, shall be competent to contract, which means they shall be above 18 years of sound mind and not disqualified. Free consent. The consent to both the parties shall be voluntarily given without any pressure or compulsion. An agreement must not be expressly declared to be void, which means two persons, when they are agreeing, okay, shall not enter into an agreement which is not enforceable in a court of law. Writing, stamping and registration. Every agreement, in order to be converted into a contract, shall be preferably in writing. Well, oral agreements are valid. Why do you want it in writing? Law states, if you want to have it converted into a contract, it would be desirable because it gives an evidence in a court of law. And therefore, it would be desirable to have it in writing, stamped, registered, obviously with witnesses whenever required. Certainty. The terms of the agreement shall be certain because anything which is uncertain or ambiguous is a void agreement. Possibility of performance. The agreement, in order to be converted, must be one which is possible to be performed. For example, if you A states to B, I'll give you 1 crore if you bring a dead man alive. Is it possible? No, it is not. And therefore, something which is impossible is considered a void agreement. Enforceable by law, if all the 10 ingredients are there, it is called as a contract and is enforceable by law. The first aspect talks on proposal and acceptance. One person should signify or make a proposal or an offer to the other with a view to obtaining the acceptance of the other person. When he accepts which is absolute and unqualified, it becomes a promise. Consideration. A promise which is made in return for a promise. For example, a buyer realizes the goods for a particular price. This price is the consideration which is the most important essential element of a contract. Capacity of parties. As I've just mentioned earlier, Section 11 of the Contract Act states, every person has a capacity to contract who is a major as per law. You're aware, majority means above 18 years of age. Is of sound mind. What do you mean by soundness of mind? It means the person has got the common sense to understand what the other person speaks and is able to comprehend and realize what will be the consequences as far as his transaction is concerned, which is called the soundness of mind. Not disqualified. If you are an alien enemy, if you are a criminal convict, if you are an insolvent person, law in India declares you disqualified. Free consent. Both the parties must agree on the same thing in the same sense. Consent must not be obtained by coercion. Coercion is a threat or a force. A tells B, I'll shoot you down if you don't give the property to me, is called coercion. Undue influence. It's a moral pressure or a tactic by a dominant person over a weaker party. Mother versus the daughter, father versus the son, doctor versus the patient, advocate versus the client. Fraud. Any kind of a misrepresentation which is done intentionally to cheat the opposite party is fraud. Misrepresentation. Any false statement done without an intention to deceive is misrepresentation, while mistake is an error or a flaw in the subject matter of the contract. An agreement must not be expressly declared void. A void agreement, as we have seen, is one made by a mutual mistake or an unlawful object which is not enforceable by law. Writing and registration, for example, a gift, mortgage, sale, lease and transfer of property act under 1882 are areas where, again, as far as memorandum or articles of association are concerned under the Companies Act, are always required to be in writing and shall be a registered document. Legal relationship. We've spoken about this earlier. Now, what is the difference between an agreement and a contract? An agreement, which is a social invitation. X tells Y, why don't you come down to Khandala for a weekend? X is giving an offer. Y is accepting the offer. When Y has already accepted the offer, he has proceeded to Khandala But unfortunately, X is unable to accommodate because X's wife has a cardiac arrest. Can Y file a suit against X? No, it is not possible because it's a social invitation. So therefore, a social invitation is different from a legal relationship. Every legal relationship involves a contract, whereas social or moral obligations are only agreements but not contracts. Certainty, it shall be clear without any ambiguity. Possibility of performance, contracts which are impossible are not valid. Someone says, I'll make a dead person alive, again, will not be a contract. Similarly, A tells B, I'll get you the stars or I'll get you the moon from the sky and I promise you 1 crore is impossible to perform. Enforceable by law. Every contract is one which is enforceable by law but not an agreement. Stamping and registration. A contract in order to be valid must be stamped in accordance with the state law and registered in accordance with the Registration Act 1908. Thank you.